It is that time for our weekly Tech Tuesday focus. Tonight we are looking at the Apple Watch Series 3, and that is expected in South Africa later this month. MD at Worldwide Works, Arthur Goldstuck, is joining us on the line for this discussion. Welcome back to Money Talk, Arthur.
Thank you very much. Always good to be chatting.
You know I suck at this technology stuff. The Apple Watch Series 3, what is it all about?
It's the new Apple Watch that's going to allow people to use the watch as a phone, although it still links up with the iPhone. The idea of it is that the watch itself has its own SIM card, which makes it that legendary idea of the wristwatch radio or the wristwatch communication device that was made famous almost 70 years ago in cartoon strips when you had Dick Tracy talking through this watch on his wrist to someone on the other side of the city. And it's always been almost a kind of dream of gadget fans that they could have that kind of device. And now in effect with us, although we've had a few wristwatch radios, this is the first one that's going to be, or rather wristwatch phones, it's the first one that's going to be, you might call it the mass market stylish option for doing that.
The cost to this?
Well, that's the big question. And in South Africa, it's going to cost from 5,500 rand upwards.
So, that's an expensive toy.
It sure is. There's the 38mm version that's going to be 5,500, and then a 42mm version that's going to be 6,000 rand. But you're going to be able to buy it on contract as well.
Mm-hmm.
So on contract, it'll be 256 rand a month and 279 rand a month from the iStore, which are the first people who will be bringing it in South Africa.
It does have a lot of trinkles attached to it. I see on an article here that you are able to upgrade to this particular series by trading in your old Apple Watch. Do you know how that would work?
Yes, that's one of the options that they are trying to introduce. So generally speaking, if you bring in your current device, you can get 1,000 rand cash back on that device. So it's not a massive discount, but it certainly makes it slightly more affordable. So that's just one of many options that will start being emerging. I think you'll start seeing it being bundled with the phones themselves for a lower cost as well once the phones are here. But right now we don't have the new phones yet.
I also see that play looking buckle on the watch is going to be changed. There is an option between a modern buckle or a leather loop. That sounds interesting to me.
Yes, those are fairly expensive.
Mm-hmm.
So if you buy the phone in conjunction with an iPhone 8 upgrade, you're going to qualify for a free extra a buckle or leather loop band for the watch.
Another fascinating feature is the music element. Apparently, you'll be able to sync your music to the watch.
I think if you look at all of these elements in terms of being able to use the watch as a phone and being able to listen to your music from the watch itself, what you can start seeing is a move from the watch being dependent on the phone to the watch being an independent device. It's still works best when used in conjunction with an iPhone.
Yeah.
But it can be moved away from the phone as well and used in its own right. So I think there's a lot for Apple fans and iPhone and Apple Watch fans to cheer about with this watch. Anything that's not to see, of course, is the price tag. It's still pretty pricey. But if you're all into the Apple ecosystem and you're all in for every new Apple upgrade, this one's going to make you very happy.
Would it be fair to say Apple is now playing in its own playground?
I would say that this is Apple just improving its offering to probably going to feel that the Android watches has been at this point for a long time already. You've been able to get a lot more standalone functionality out of some of the Android watches from Samsung, LG, and so on. Long before Apple decided that the watch should actually operate in its own right. So Apple is playing catch up there as well, although this is one area where they are going to be the market leaders. There's no question about that. in terms of smartwatches.
What else do we need to know about this fascinating gadget? Maybe interesting to Apple fans or those who are still to be swayed into this movement.
Again, we're quite happy with the look and feel of the phone. It looks more like an elegant watch. The previous ones were a bit too bulky, a bit too obtrusive. Also, with the round dial they had before, the round format of the icons on the watch, it was a little more difficult to operate. Now you get far more of a standard menu type feel to it in terms of scrolling through the apps on the watch. I played with one briefly, and I have to say I was quite impressed, whereas with the previous versions I was never blown away or particularly charmed by it. But this one definitely repairs a lot of the shortcomings of the previous versions.
Will you be getting one?
I'm not a big fan of smartwatches. I'm very happy with my Fitbit because I feel that all that information on the smartwatch is on my phone anyway.
Yeah.
And I'm going to have my phone with me anyway. So my watch, I keep fairly slim, trim and unobtrusive. That's the Fitbit Alter HR, which is probably the best of the activity bands. And it does the job it has to do, and it does it in a fairly low-key way, which I prefer, which suits my personality better. Other people might want something flashier. They might want everyone to know they're using an Apple Watch 3.
Due to the cost of that Apple Watch, I'll stand in solidarity with you. What I have is just fine. Thank you so much, Arthur.
Thanks so much.
MD at Worldwide Works, Arthur Goldstein, in our weekly Tech Tuesday Focus, looking at the Apple Watch series, expected in South Africa later this month.